All right. I would say we've got a couple people who want to talk, but it's very, very simple. It's choice A or choice B. Don't give me a little bit of both. Kenny is saying it don't matter. They're not doing nothing. The Gibson move's the biggest move. This Tarasenko thing is uncorrelated. I disagree completely. I think right here, right now, that something big is brewing because nothing else makes sense. They have desperate, dire needs, both on the blue line and for a top six forward. You don't go clearing cap space to sign every relative of JT Compher. I know what Kenny's going to say, but track record. I know, but I'm choosing to live in this world. Something's happening, and I have a fear Kenny is going to look very silly in 24 hours.
Mike, I hope you're right. Like, by the way, I make no bones about it. I'm rooting for you to be right. Because if you're right, this offseason is a success, and we're all going to Ekblad ourselves, or whatever you said earlier.
Well, it would need to be more than Ekblad.
It would.
Because
it
can't just be bringing back the 100-year-old statue of Patrick Kane. You have to do more.
Who, by the way, is still on the fence. He's between us and New York, which if you can't hold on to Patrick Kane.
Yeah, but hold on. I don't think that's it. If I'm Patrick Kane, I want to, what's the word? Wait, I'm thinking. Win.
Oh, with a team that actually makes moves to progress their future.
With a team that had a very down year last year, but generally speaking, is a rock-solid playoff team over the last decade.
What is this win thing?
It's crazy. It's where you outperform the other paid professionals you're facing on a given night. Therefore, you win.
Those are the people who are happy at the end of the game.
Yes.
Rico,
yes.
We're learning. So we learned about the playoffs on Friday. Now we're learning about winning.
I'm just telling you. Something's happening. That's my belief. I need to know where you guys are at with it. Kenny says no more. I'm telling you, they're doing something. Let's go to
You're saying two deals.
Yes.
You know what? If that's the case, Mike, then I'm going to be sitting next to Kenny next season saying shoot the puck. As a matter of fact, I will get a Wings jersey and on the back, it will say shoot the puck. I'm with you, Kenny.
I don't know what to say to that.
I'll buy your ticket. Let's go.
Am I allowed?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm moving away from that one. Go to Owen, 97.1. What's up, Owen?
All right, pretty simple. I think something's going to happen. I have belief. You have $23 million in cap space right now. We have tons of assets with draft picks and prospects. I don't care about a player like Frank. Even though we just drafted him, Carter Bear.
Who cares?
Add him. Who cares? I couldn't give a crap. Please give me Keandre Miller or get. I heard Jason Robertson. I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either. But you know what? For a day, I'm going to allow for
hope. Somebody, give me somebody, please. Listen, I will go to the Chevy Plaza tomorrow and I will have a fallen like barbecue out there or something.
Okay.
If they do so, I will.
Owen, will you join me up against the glass yelling "Shoot the puck"?
Yes.
All right. So, Owen, you believe, though, the Tarasenko trade today is absolutely correlated towards something big happening in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. I mean, okay, this is my joking sense. You know, the future consideration, I think, should be Kirill Kaprizov or something. But, no, I'm kidding. I genuinely, that'd
Good
be crazy.
Luck.
But, yeah. But I do it. There's just the cards are aligning.
And the desperation has had to hit it, even Stevie at this point. They are entering.
Oh, Stevie.
They have a business to run, okay? And I know this sounds crazy. They are entering a year. They're going to do all these wee whiz bang pow events, and it's 100-year centennial. Woo! We're bringing out all the wheelchairs for all the Hall of Famers. They know they can't be dog water. There's no scenario something's not happening.
But
no, there are no buts.
Okay.
Can I ask you
do they actually believe they're not dog water right now?
The numbers don't lie. And John Gibson doesn't elevate you to a new level when John Gibson is usually in a body cast.
Right, but if you think that maybe that's all we need, like if you don't realize there's the problem,
no.
Then you can't fix the problem.
No, Steve identified they have needs. We have some spots we'd want to upgrade on the roster. He knows the needs. They had the worst penalty kill in the history of the NHL. Big things are happening.
But to paraphrase, Kenny, free agent market and trades,
Kenny, get a diaper on because you're about to Ekblad.
Can I ask you a critical question that
sure.
maybe hasn't been asked yet about
this
topic?
I'm here till 6.
All right. The question it would be, why? Because if you would have said, oh, yeah, things are going to happen, there's pressure. It's the centennial year.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because Steve is going to go where he hasn't gone before. No, not the playoffs. But he is going to give term and money.
Why?
Because he knows he has to.
Because does he?
This is the last stop. If they don't make the playoffs in their centennial year, he will be fired.
How am I to believe it until I see it, and you're not? This is a complete role reverse.
Kenny, everything you know about sports, why would you trade Tarasenko in a straight, just get out of here?
Everything I know about sports, why would you staple a pick to Wallman, and then he's in the Stanley Cup final?
Nope,
you
and
just
no.
keep throwing layups to him.
Very easy.
People can change.
He was about to go very fast.
Steve can change.
Okay.
Let's go to Andrew, 97.1. Andrew, will you help me, please?
Yes, Mike. I'm going to tell you something. I think Eisman made a great deal. I think he's going to make a better one.
What a deal. Great deal.
What a great deal. Another great deal is coming along the way.
That's the wrong drop. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Also, not the same thing. Go ahead.
So you have to love that he traded Tarasenko for future consideration. So basically a bag of pucks. And I have to imagine you unload that type of money. You have to be thinking you're taking Ekblad, right? So right now, if we get Ekblad, that's a B. If we unload the nasty, nasty contract of Justin Hall, you get me to about an A. And then if we can unload that nasty, contract of Compher and maybe get a Brock Besser in here or you know, Mitch Marner.
The only way he's getting an A is if he addresses both remaining needs. Top pairing defenseman on the blue line and an elite penalty killer and a top six forward that can possibly, under the right conditions, get you 30 goals. Those are the two. If he does both of those things.
I believe he can get the Red Wings great again.
Make the wing wheel great again. Also not the right try.
You got to get your buttons right.
I know, Andrew, it's the start of the week. I'll be dialed in by Wednesday. It's okay. But no, Andrew, I'm with you. It's the only way you're going to do this whole laser beam meme thing is if they make two high-quality moves here.
Who's still using the laser beam meme?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Oh, dude, with Cookies and Rieger, they were telling me, this is all these little Iserbots.
See,
now.
I saw that, and I just thought it was just Rieger being Rieger.
Oh, you know what's going to be fun, too, is when they end up doing, if they end up doing something.
When
they end up doing something, you're going to get all those laser beam guys going, see? I told you, see? Exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen.
You know, but
they're going to do the I told you so.
Yeah, but Kenny,
you know
those people are sad. Think about it. Where's your life at? You know, 7 years, you haven't made the playoffs in a decade. And you think because a guy actually, wait for it, does his job, you're the one in the gotcha moment?
Yeah, because at that point, they're dusting off that seven-year-old tweet. And okay, finally,
yeah, well,
I can use it.
At that point, dust off their balls and go play with them, okay? You're out of your mind. Team hadn't made the playoffs in a decade, and your GM, ready? That's what the money's for. That's what you get paid to do.
That's what kills me about those quotes, too, is, oh, the free agent market is a little dry for you this year. That's what the money is for. I'm not even saying it to be funny. That's what the money is for, is to address that. This is your job, dude. This is your gig. When the market's bad, guess what? Not my problem.
That's right. You're 1,000% right. But I'm telling you, not even he could be this obtuse. My belief in all of this is Eiserman thought this would be easier. He's frustrated. He knows. And he's very upset that he's getting taken apart publicly. And now this is the last stop. They got a lot on the line this year. What would you say if they don't make the playoffs this year? Nothing. We've already established if his last name was an Eiserman, he'd be fired.
Right.
So now in the centennial, ooh, look at our new logo. Hockey town or no hockey town? I don't care. I could give zero Fs. I care about wins. They're doing something, and Kenny is going to look real silly. It's happening.
Kenny, I join you. We'll both look silly.
I will happily wear the egg on my face if that's the case.
Here's the thing. Like you, Kenny, I hope that Mike is correct.
It's happening.
Yes.
History just tells me he's not.
It's happening.
But Maybe it's the 100-year thing. Maybe you are onto something.
I'm just it all.
You know, Wojo looks very optimistic. So maybe you too. And when Wojo's optimistic about something,
look, I'm still angry from the weekend. I hate the fact they used a draft pick.
It's all a part of the plan, my friend. The big picture.
Right. Did you see Carter Bear?
We're going to make the wing wheel great again.
Right. Okay. You don't get listed as a prospect until you hit puberty. The kid looks 12. And I'm hearing guys on the station today, well, you never know, if he's fast-tracked, he could be up here next year. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Two to three years.
Yeah. If he was on the Jeff Bezos hormonal protocol, right. Maybe. What? New Jeff Bezos could beat the old Jeff Bezos into a pulp.
You're a billionaire.
That's what I'm saying, man. He's on that ooh-wee. You would need Carter Bear on that stuff for him to be up here in the next 2 years.
That's the Bezos clone. Come on.
Okay. I quit.
Stunt double.
There's a real electricity in this town.
I think it's because people know I'm right. That's all.
Ticket text next. I will fight this battle with
favorite
you.
Favorite soup. 248.
I'm not doing it. What's going on your grill this fourth?
Bean with bacon. I actually have been partial to.
What's your favorite Cedar Point ride?
Not doing it.